Okay, perfect.
This meeting is being recorded.
Okay, perfect. Thanks, everybody. And thanks, Joe. I'm just going to call this meeting to order. Good evening, everyone, and thanks for joining us for the June meeting of Queens Community Board 11. My name is Michael Brubin. I'm the chair of the board. As always, I'm joined by first vice chair Victor Dejas, second vice chair Christine Hayter, and third vice chair Henry Euler, and of course by our district office staff, Joe Marzoliano, Christina Catino, and Jane Bentivenga. So we continue to meet on Zoom for now. I'm not sure, Joe, how long that's planned to be. When is the expiration of the order?
Week.
3 days from now.
3 days from now. And no indication that's going to be extended, at least not as of now, right?
Not that I know of, no.
Okay. So stay tuned for that. But as of now, we continue to meet on Zoom. And of course, please do stay cognizant of the fact that it's a little easier to interrupt each other. So please do keep yourself on mute if you're not actively speaking. So if you're not muted right now, please do so. It'll help us from having to keep hearing background noise. And Joe will be the host of the meeting. He will have the ability to mute people as needed. We will be unmuting people when it's their turn to speak, including in connection with conducting roll call and taking board votes. Once you've called on and responded, please do mute your line once again, and just be patient with us if we run into technical difficulties. Okay, so with that, we're going to get started tonight with our virtual Pledge of Allegiance, as we usually do. Joe is going to share a picture of the American flag on our screen so we can all see it, and you're all welcome to stand up where you are and join along with us as we say the pledge. Joe? Thank you. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands,
one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, thank you very much. Appreciate that. So now we're going to do public participation, and we are joined by Officer Galano from the 111th. Officer Galano, the floor is yours.
Hey, thanks for having me again, Mike. Glad to be here. I'll go with go a little bit more in detail into specifics, but just go over the raw numbers themselves. Week to date, we had a total of 18 crimes reported. Last year, we had 16, so we're up about 12% for the seven-day period. And then for the 28-day period, this year, we had about 85, and then last year, 68, so we're up about 25% even on that. Year-to-date, we're up from last year to this year, 52.7%. Last year, we took a total of 317 crimes. This year is 484 total crimes. But I want to go to the specifics and the breakdown of like what's causing our crime and go into the root of it. A lot of it's got to do with grand larcenies right now in the moment. Just in the 28-day period, we took a total of 45 grand larcenies, and that's a combination of a couple things. Not only just the car brakes, the catalytic converters being taken, and also package thefts as well, too. The things with the car brakes, a lot of it's just the crime of opportunity, people leaving their doors open, and that gives the opportunity for someone just to check to see if the door is left open. They'll go in and take whatever property is inside. So it's the same advice as always, just make sure you lock your car up and don't leave anything valuable in your car. The second thing is also with the catalytic converters. I know I talk about this, you know, a lot in the previous meeting. It's the same thing, but I like to mention it. With the catalytic converters, they take a power tool and they cut it from both angles, both sides of it, and they remove it. And a lot of times you'll have a vehicle just double parked in front of it with loud music, so you don't hear the saw actually cutting the catalytic converter off the exhaust system. So what you can do about that, if you see a car double parked without music, definitely put it into 911, 311, so we can get a car out to investigate that it's not a catalytic converter being stolen at that time. The breakdown for the burglaries are actually down for the 28-day and week to date. Year to date, though, we're pretty much a little bit higher than the year prior. This year, we have about 125, last year, 107. So it's still up. But relative, it's the grand larcenies that are really driving our crimes right now. I know we had a couple of calls, complaints, like quality of life issues that came up, specifically the marijuana truck that was on Bell Boulevard. I'm happy to report that, you know, Friday night they were able to issue some oath summonses to the truck. I know they had a out-of-state plate on it. We ran the plate to see where information was actually coming back to the vehicle or somewhere else. and the paperwork actually came back to the actual vehicles, came out proper. But they were able to issue a couple oath summonses and fine the motorists with that. We're going to, you know, be on top of it, obviously. RNCO's Sector David have been really monitoring the area with that. I know there was another report, too, of a drag racing in the Macy's parking lot. You know, I'm starting to speak to the owner to see if after a certain time at night, if we could have those gates locked, you know, after the supermarket and their workers actually leave, that we can lock those gates so there's limited access in there. So no cars can just go in there and drag race in there and do donuts and stuff like that. So working on that with that. I know there was a call, you know, recently regarding the donuts, and it took them quite a bit of time to get there. I think in that particular night, they were kind of busy with other priorities. So unfortunately, they weren't able to make an arrest or issue any summons for that particular call. But I just talked to NCO Boy about it, and they did some directives today. And I know the sector later tonight is going to go there as well, too. We'll continue to monitor the area on that. I know there was some other complaints as well, too, with there was a homeless gentleman on Bell Boulevard across the street from the White Castle. It's actually the first time I'm hearing about it, so I'm going to look into that. And then as soon as I get, you know, what's going on with that situation, I'll update everybody. We had another homeless condition on the Cross Island Parkway and Northern Boulevard. Happily to report that that person has relocated. He's no longer there. We cleaned out the area there as well, too. And there was another homeless encampment on 212-06 Northern Boulevard as well. And that area has been cleaned up as well, and that person's been relocated. So I know there was another issue that came in. Was it that came into the community board? Joe, I don't know. What was the other complaint that you had for me that came in? Joe, you there? No.
I emailed you guys on Friday about the weed bus, but that was okay. It for me personally. Yeah.
Oh, I thought you guys had an additional. Oh, what the commercial trucks with the commercial vehicle theme parked on Horse Harding and Clearview, and also by Flushman by the Jewish Center. There, we had complaints of buses and school buses being parked over there that came in. I don't know if you got a report of that. But we did do an initiative not too long ago, a couple of days ago, actually. We issued numerous summonses to a bunch of buses and overnight commercial parking that was illegal. So they were parked in residential streets. So that was good. And I think we might do another tow operation probably in the next couple of weeks. So I'll let you know where that ends up as well, too.
Okay, thank you very much, Officer Galano. I think we just have just a few people here with comments. Guys, let's keep these relatively brief just so that we can stay within our time. But Rosemary, you're first. Sorry, you're on mute, Rosemary. Can you unmute yourself?
Douglaston Plaza Mall, they can't lock the gates. You may double check it with them. Something to do with the fire department.
Okay. I know. Okay. We were just hoping to be 6 hours, but I guess not.
And the other thing is, they started yesterday very early. They're usually here at 1-2 o'clock in the morning. The property manager approached them and he said they had bandanas over their noses, sunglasses on. You couldn't really identify anybody. But right. He asked them to please leave. And they told him, no.
Okay. And then I heard there was a call and it took them a while to get there too. Right.
Right. It did. Which.
Yeah.
I understand you're down, you know, almost over 50%. But the biggest problem is if they skid out or it's going to go into backyards here.
Right.
You know.
No, you're correct. Yeah.
We're just worried, you know, someone is going to skid out. They're going to go down in the backyard and someone's going to get killed.
You know, we'll keep monitoring it, you know, and go from there. I mean,
I understand.
I know Miguel, it's been like a chronic, you know, instance at location, and he knows the condition. He's the NCO for that area. And I'll make sure that, you know, they keep doing enforcement in that area and doing patrols in there. And hopefully we can catch them in the act. That'd be great. You know, so we'll go from there. But in general, okay, the borough has a big initiative. The borough has a big initiative with the drag racing themselves. And every Friday and Saturday night, they have a task force every night that they send out, like one car from each precinct in Queens. And they monitor for drag racing, and they send the task force out for these locations that they think might pop up, you know, if they put it on social media and whatnot. So,
okay, thank you.
Thank you, Officer Galano. Floor, you're up next.
Thank you. Hello, Officer Galano. I just had a question about the two cases that you spoke of regarding the homeless individuals that you said were cleared out and they were relocated. And I was just wondering, what if you could clarify that, you know, what actually is done with them and where are they, you know, is there a procedure?
What happens is anytime we have a homeless condition, we work with Breaking Ground and also homeless outreach as well too. And we put signs up at the location before we remove any property. We have to put a sign up there saying whatever property you have here and you want, you have to, you know, remove it at such and such time. So we give them forewarning before we actually go there and remove the property so they know beforehand, like, what happened. And then, obviously, we try to get them to go into a homeless shelter. So that's the obvious thing we try to do. So a lot of times they're cooperative. Sometimes they're not cooperative. So it depends on the scenario.
Are there specific shelters that – does it go by community? Is there something that maybe – we could do to look into this, or are there specific places that they're relocated and do you, you know, make sure that they're someplace or do they just move down the block? I mean, just to make sure that they're okay and they're safe.
Yeah, a lot of,
we're safe too.
A lot of times, you know, unfortunately, when certain homeless individuals, sometimes you're dealing with a whole variety of different, you know, issues, whether it be psychological, or whether it be illness or whatever the case may be. So each scenario is kind of different. You know, obviously if that person needs to get psychological help, we'll send them to get evaluated at the hospital, you know, and go from there and try to provide social services with them.
Mm-hmm.
If it's just a matter of them just being out in the street, you know, and, you know, their good state of mind, we try to get them into, like, whether it be a homeless shelter in, you know, in close vicinity, whether it be in Brooklyn or whatever they feel comfortable with. It's really up to that individual where they want to go. You know,
are they usually of a certain age or do you ever have teenagers or?
I feel like it's more older male and females. I don't feel like it's more of a younger. I feel like it's more mid 40s and older, believe it or not, in our particular area. So, yeah. Okay, but Breaking Ground, if you've ever, you know, heard of, they're a great organization. They work side by side with us. They're really great. So,
Breaking Ground, and what was the other one?
The other one, we have our own homeless outreach as well too. The NYPD has our own as well. So, and then obviously you have Department of Homeless Services as well.
Thank you.
Thank you for that. Rob, you're up next.
Thanks, Officer. I had an issue. I live around on 73rd in Cloverdale, and because there's no traffic, whatever, signage coming up. They come up and down that street pretty fast. And because Cloverdale is so wide, they usually use that as the spin out. So I had one of the young kids put his whole car up on the sidewalk about 3 weeks ago, maybe a little more than that, about a month ago. He was actually stopped because he scared himself more than anything else. There was another car with him that was filming him doing this Fast and Furious. But I also called it in to 911. What would have been done? And I gave him the plate number, not just that there's a car. I actually gave him the plate number. It was a little sports BMW. What would have been done?
When a call goes into 911 and a vehicle responds there, in order for the officer to take some sort of enforcement action, they actually have to witness it within themselves. Like, so they would have to witness the reckless. They can't go by even like a video would say there was a video taken of it. even with that plate on it, they wouldn't be able to say, okay, let's just give this person the ticket. It's on the video. The officer themselves has to see that, you know, in the police car. Okay, let's get the motors, pull them over and issue a summons. So it's kind of like a cat and mouse game sometimes, trying to catch them in the actual act itself. But you know, obviously it's not tolerated. I know the 7-3 and Bell, was it a white Audi by chance?
No, this was a blue BMW, a little sports BMW.
Okay. I know there was a white Audi that they responded. It was parked on the sidewalk, I think, at 7-3 and Bell. And I don't know if the case was just being reckless or it was just parked on the sidewalk. But I know officers responded to that. But like I said, they had to witness it to actually issue the enforcement. Yep.
Okay, thanks very much. I see Jyoti, Michelle, and Christine, and we're going to cut it off there, guys, okay? Jyoti, you're up next. Just take yourself off mute, Jyoti. We can't hear you.
Yes. Officer Galano, do you have any figures as to how many of the homeless people that you go to with the outreach team end up going into supportive housing programs?
I don't know the statistic for that. I mean, we've had our regulars in the precinct, and a lot of times, whether I get them services or not, a lot of times they'll leave that service and they come back to wherever they feel comfortable with. So like, it's kind of like goes around, you know, outreach, and I'll go to a shelter and then I'll see them 3 weeks later back, unfortunately, because they don't want to be in that shelter for whatever the reason may be. And then, you know, in the same thing with psychological services, you know, we'll get them help. And then for whatever reason, it didn't, you know, they'll end up coming back. It seems like they'll, he or she comes back to whatever area they feel comfortable with. So
also they say they may not be safe. A lot of these shelters, do they first have to be in a shelter to be eligible for the supportive housing programs?
Yeah.
They must first go to a shelter.
Correct.
So yes. They can't go directly from being on the street.
And I know there's like, there's a lot of different programs out there too. Like I know, like if you're a veteran too, I know the veterans have their own separate program to try to get, if you're a vet, housing as well too. So there's other outlets as well too, not just the other ones I mentioned. So each one's all different. So.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jyoti. Appreciate it. Michelle. I don't have that. Sorry about that. Understood, Officer Galano. Thank you. And thank you, Jyoti.
Hi. Yeah. Thank you, Michael. I just wanted to speak directly with Officer Galano in regarding the weed truck. So I'm a cannabis attorney. I sit on the New York Cannabis Association. I have already spoken to Joseph in regards to the contact information for the Office of Cannabis Management to submit any of those, you know, concerns. I gave him the chair information, who is Tremaine Wright. And I provided all the contact information that could be provided to the entire board. So you do receive those, you know, when you receive those calls, I would suggest communicating directly to the OCM. I want everyone to be clear. There are no licenses to sell cannabis retail dispensaries at this time. That's number one. Number two, because you're going to see a lot more activity, it's going to increase because Nassau County has opted out on retail dispensaries as well as consumption lounges. So you're going to get a lot more of that Nassau County traffic coming into Bayside once licenses are issued and retail dispensaries are allowed to operate. But as of today, there are no licenses to operate retail dispensaries, mobile pop-up shops, or anything in regards to cannabis.
Okay. Thank you so much.
No problem.
Thank you for that, Michelle. Appreciate it. Okay, Christine, you're last up for Officer Galano. And sorry, you're on mute as well, Christine, if you could just unmute yourself. You just got to unmute yourself, Christine. Can you hear me? Christine? Christine, we can't hear you. We can't.
I'm sorry.
There you go.
Okay, here I am. Forgive me. Technology. Okay, very quickly. There's a lot of pleasure buses now parking over here by me. And 58th Avenue has two houses for sale right now, between 188th and the service road. And my neighbor, I did not witness it because I would have taken a picture and I would have called all those things. He stopped, he pulled the hose out and he washed his bus. Now, there's got to be a law against that. It was a blue bus. It didn't say coach. It didn't say academy. It's those private ones.
I have to look into
it. So that's another whole thing. And I'll tell you, if I ever see it, you know,
yeah,
you'll get pictures.
Yeah.
But it's a new angle. A new angle. Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah, no problem. We're going to probably do another tow operation probably in like 2 to 3 weeks. So we're just going to matter of getting scheduling down. So we'll make sure we get the buses and all the overnight parking.
Thank you, Officer Galano. We appreciate it. Thank you, everyone, for their questions. Thank you. We appreciate you joining us tonight. I'm not sure if it's just my computer, but you're freezing up a little bit, Officer Galano. So I apologize if.
Okay.
Oh, there you are. Okay. Thanks again. We appreciate it. Thanks, Officer.
No problem.
Okay. So before we move on to members of the public who've signed up to speak tonight, just wanted to ask any representatives from our elected officials who'd like to speak. If you could just put your hand up in the Zoom, please. I can call on you. Okay, Kat, you're up first.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, hello.
Hi.
I just want to say happy June, happy summer. We have no announcements from the borough president's office today. Today is our Pride celebration, so I ran upstairs to come and make sure I didn't miss our meeting before the summer. No formal announcements, but everyone knows that if they do need me, my number is 718-286-2620 or kthompson@queensbp.org. I do want to say happy Pride to those that celebrate and happy Father's Day to those that celebrate and enjoy your summer. And I'll see you guys in September.
Thank you so much, Kat. We appreciate it. And same to you. Absolutely. Next up is Maria De Leon.
Hi, everybody. Happy June. Just a couple of announcements from the Congresswoman's office. First, she'd like you to know that she had co-sponsored and helped pass the Protecting Our Kids Act, H.R. 7910, which would raise the lawful age to purchase semi-automatic rifles from 18 to 21 years old, establish new regulations around the possession of large capacity magazines, create new federal penalties for gun trafficking and straw purchases, award grants for safe firearm storage, and strengthen the ATF's ability to address bump stocks for civilian use and ghost guns. She also helped pass the Federal Extreme Risk Protection Act, H.R. 2377, which would empower families and law enforcement to prevent those known to be a threat to themselves or others from legally obtaining a deadly firearm. These bills passed in the House as our nation continues to mourn the victims of the Uvalde and Buffalo shootings. Passing these common sense reforms are long overdue and would make meaningful progress in reducing gun violence. Both bills now await a vote in the Senate, where Grace urges for their swift passage. Grace also continues to stand in solidarity with Ukrainian people as they suffer an over-provoked and unjustified Russian invasion. This premeditated act of war and outrageous breach of international law is a direct violation of Ukraine's and anatomy and an attack on Ukrainian people's rights to democracy and freedom. Also wanted to let you know that the Congresswoman is having her second annual graduation certificate event to recognize kindergarten through 12th grade graduates, the class of 2022. The location of this will be at the New York Hall of Science, and it's going to be held on Saturday, June 25th, 1:30 to 3:30 p.m. Stop by anytime. Graduates are welcome to bring their caps and gowns to take pictures. Please RSVP to meng.rsvp@mail.house.gov. And that's our announcements for tonight. I will send this flyer to the community board and to other civic associations.
Okay, great. Thanks very much.
Thank you, everybody. Have a great summer.
You too, Ms. DeLeon. Thank you. John Gallo from Senator Liu's office. You're up next.
Hey, Mike. Hi, everyone. You all happy summer as well. Because it's summer, I'll just try to keep it as brief as possible and just mention that Albany has ended their session legislatively. Senator Liu did sponsor and co-sponsor a lot of bills that did pass, and we think will hopefully have big positive impacts in our community and throughout the city and state. I'll just touch on the one that probably most of you have heard in the last kind of closing days of session, pretty high profile, an important policy and important, you know, because he also is in part of that committee chairs, is mayoral control. It has been extended for 2 years. And in addition to that extension, there are a lot of details, of course, in these bills, but I'll just give the simple version. You can always reach out to our office for more details on them, but it would increase representation and parental input, specifically from parents with special needs students. It would put in place a framework for reducing overcrowding in schools, reducing class sizes to provide students more individualized instruction and support from teachers, which we all know is incredibly important, especially in the wake of a lot of the remote learning that was happening the last few years during the pandemic. And it would place, again, those caps at kindergarten through third grade at 20 students, fourth grade through eighth grade at 23 students, and high school classes would be capped at 25 students. This has passed both houses. It now goes to the governor for her, you know, final consideration and signature. So we are eagerly awaiting that. And then in addition, you know, a lot of the other high profile matters at the end of the session were gun violence prevention, reproductive rights, hate crimes, prescription drug costs, some of the ones that some of my colleagues and counterparts just touched on. You know, we're trying to do everything we can from the state level. And also on a local level, I know we just touched on it here, the commercial trucking issue is somewhat becoming more relevant on our side of town. You know, we definitely dealt with it in some other areas. But the one bill that we did thankfully see pass the Senate for the first time this session was S-3259. Which Senator Liu was one of the only co-sponsors, which would increase the fine for tractor trailer commercial parking on residential streets, would increase it from $250 to $400 for the first violation and from $500 to $800 for any subsequent violation. We know that there need to be some, you know, other parts of the solution comprehensively considered, but we know that definitely giving an incentive and a bit of a stick for the other carrots that we can hopefully offer will hopefully make a difference on that one particular issue. But that's it for now. Otherwise, I hope everyone has a great summer. And again, you know where to reach us. jgallo@nysenate.gov, office number 718-765-6675. Take care, everyone. Enjoy the summer.
Thank you so much, John. Al, did you have a question for John? I just saw you put your hand up.
John, you come on here and you tout that you're supporting special needs. He has not co-sponsored the bill to give parents the right to
I'm sorry to cut you off there, but I think let's keep that communication separate from the announcements tonight. And it's not because I have any issue with it, but I don't want to start a precedent of going back and forth on elected official positions during this session.
If you could follow up again tomorrow, I will follow up with you, of course. You know, obviously, like we said, you know, I know you've had meetings, you know, with the office on all these important matters. So, you know, we can follow up afterwards. Thanks.
Thank you. And I appreciate that, Al. I'm not trying to cut you off. That's an open book here on a go forward basis. So thank you. I appreciate your understanding. And then Joyce Choi for Councilmember Lee's office.
Hi, good evening, everyone. I'm here, and I know you guys are usually with Scylla on these meetings. I just wanted to announce that we're having a shredding event this Saturday. That's at Cunningham Park from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m., and we're having a town hall later in the month. It was originally scheduled for the 28th, but I think we might move the date, and when we do, we'll notify you guys. Other than that, we have been working on the truck parking issues. And, you know, if there's any other issues that you guys want to bring to our attention, our office number is 718-468-0137, or you could email me at jchoi@council.nyc.gov. Thank you.
Okay, thank you so much. I appreciate it. And that's everyone I see for announcements. So that means we're going to move on to people who signed up to speak in our public participation. As a reminder, each of you will have 3 minutes. If you get down to 1 minute left, I'll hold up my finger like this. And then if we get to the end of time, I'll let you know. And I would ask that you please then conclude your sentence and wrap things up. And please, as always, please do keep it civil. First up is Laura Lee from the Korean Presbyterian Church of Bayside. Miss Lee, are you here?
Yes, I'm here. Hi. Hello. My name is Laura Lee from the Korean Presbyterian Church of Bayside. I'm here to make an inquiry. So our church goes to Dominican Republic as a mission trip every year. We've been going there for past 20 years, but for obvious reason, we couldn't go past 2 years, but now we're going back this year. With that being said, we're collecting donation for the over-the-counter drugs, such as Advil, Tylenol, anti-parasite, and also obviously, you know, the COVID kit, test kits, and also the blood pressure monitor device. So if you're willing and able, we'll be gladly taking the donation. And also secondly, by the way, our church is located at 45-65 211th Street Bayside. And secondly, I would like to let you know that if you're living around the Bayside area, Precinct 111 is conducting community awareness meeting next Tuesday at 6 o'clock at our church. So if you're around or if you live around Bayside, please come and join us. That'll be all.
Okay, thank you very much, Ms. Lee. If you email our office that information for any kind of a donation drive that you're conducting or charity drive that you're conducting, then we can disseminate it to our email list. So please do so. Thank you.
Okay, Lord, thank you.
Okay, next up is Victoria Kalanis from North Hills Library. Ms. Kalanis, nice to see you again. The floor is yours.
Hello, good evening, everyone. I hope you're all doing well. Just to begin, summer reading actually just started. The kickoff was last week, and that will be running until the end of August. You can go on to summerreading.queenslibrary.org, where you can register. They're going to be giving away 3 Apple iPads to early learners, 3 Chromebooks to middle schoolers, and 3 sets of Beats headphones to teenagers who sign up and complete the challenges for summer reading. So if anybody's interested in that. And then also at the North Hills location, we just were approved to serve summer meals. So that will run from June 29th until August 31st. It will be Monday through Friday from 1 p.m. to 2 p.m. We'll have meals that are going to be coming from the DOE. And they'll be available for kids up to the age of 18. Thanks, everyone. And I hope you have a good summer.
Thank you so much, Ms. Cowitz. Sounds like some pretty cool stuff there. I wouldn't mind some Beats headphones. So thank you for that. Next up, is Marua Rigi from CCRB. Ms. Rigi, are you here? You have the floor.
Hi, everyone. Thank you so much for letting me share an announcement. I'll be very brief. I'm from the Civilian Complaint Review Board. For anyone who doesn't know what that is, we're a city government agency that investigates police misconduct. My announcement today is just, just letting people know that we now, like our monthly board meetings are now back to being in person. So anyone who wants to join online can still join online, but it's also open to anyone, any members of the public to come into our office and to also, participate during our public forum where you'll have 4 minutes to talk about any issues, concerns, questions, comments that you may have about police accountability, oversight of the NYPD, how the CCRB has been doing. And again, it's open to anyone from the public. That's just the announcement that I wanted to share. Thank you all so much and have a wonderful summer.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it. Okay, so those are our public participants who signed up. So now we're going to move on to roll call, followed by acceptance of the minutes from our May meeting, which were circulated in advance. So please do bear with us as we go through each board member's name for attendance and go through them again for a voice vote, unless Joe is working some of his magic. We'll see. We'll be unmuting participants as needed, and please do ask that you remain quiet unless you're being called on, and then please do remute yourself. So First comes first, I'll pass over to Joe for roll call.
Okay, I only have a few people here that are absent because I took a pre-attendance. So I'm just going to call the folks who I haven't been able to get to. And if you're here, please let me know. And if I don't call you, it's because I already have you as present. Anatra. Bind. Burke. Chen.
Oh, I'm here.
Okay.
Thank you.
Chin. December. Donahue. Mary.
Here. Here.
Gotcha.
Okay.
Vilas. Elias. Excuse me one second. Fuentes Padilla. Golia.
Here.
Gotcha. Thank you. Haji Constantinou. Lee. Maza. Mahalsis. Montgomery. Halzer. Patel.
Joe, I'm here.
Doug's here.
I'm here.
Was that Axar?
Yeah, it's me.
Okay. Pelbier. Wendy. Popa. Rastogi. And Turner. Okay, folks, we do have a quorum.
Thank you, Joe. Karen, you have a question? I see your hand up.
Hi, good evening. We signed up for speaking time for this evening. What I thought, because I was in correspondence with Joe.
Karen, you should have been on the list.
Yeah, that's what I thought. That's
okay,
all right.
My mistake.
Oversight. No worries.
My mistake, Karen. Please go ahead. The floor is yours.
No worries. Thank you so much. So I'm actually here with a resident from Hollis Hill Civic Association. I'm the president, and she reached out about some traffic that was going on her block, and in an effort to try and work together with the community board to perhaps help us try to find a solution to this problem. We came to you tonight with some information. So I'm going to hand it over to Terry. She's going to speak because she has more of the data and the information to share. Thank you.
Okay. Hi. I lived on Stewart Road since 2007, and the street's always been a very quiet street with very little traffic, pretty much just whoever lives on the block or somebody visiting. But since last summer, this has all changed. And the main problem is the GPS has been directing the cars from Union Turnpike to come down my block to go down to the Grand Central Service Road to go over to Springfield Boulevard. And we're really talking about five blocks off of Union Turnpike and one traffic light. So since April, for the whole month of April, I did a study, and basically between 3:30 and 6 o'clock, Monday through Friday, because that was when most of the cars were coming down, there's an average of 250 cars coming down the block. On the weekend, it's even worse. I haven't done that because it's pretty much throughout the whole day. We've had 20 residents on the block submit complaints to the DOT about the amount of traffic coming down the block, as well as the speed of the cars coming down. I don't feel that putting speed bumps on the block is going to solve the problem, since the cars will continue to come down the block even if it slows them down. If there is any way that the GPS can be changed not to direct the cars down any of the neighborhood blocks, just to avoid this one light, that would help But ultimately, the best solution would be if Stewart Road from 219th Street to Union Turnpike can be turned into a one-way so that no cars can turn down the block. And the reason for that would be because the cars that are now coming down, they don't need the GPS because they know that if they come down the block, that they can go down to the Grand Central. So the more cars that become aware of this, the worse it's going to get. So I think that I know this is a big undertaking, but I feel that this would really help to keep our neighborhood just the way it's been in the past. And I think the traffic should just stay on Union Turnpike and not interfere with the residential blocks in the neighborhood. So if there's anything that could be done that you guys can do to help us, we'd really appreciate it. Thank you.
So I don't know if we still are within our 3 minutes. Terry reached out to a bunch of folks on the block before reaching out to me. And I guess people had submitted some requests for some traffic safety requests just to kind of see what's going on and what's happening. She reached out and she was like, do you think you could ask Waze to redirect the traffic? And I'm like, I don't know if I'm that powerful, but I wish I could be. So we did reach out to Waze. We've contacted them. We've put some stuff on their apps. We've tweeted a little bit to see if there's anything, but essentially DOT said that there were some options depending on what the traffic study revealed with their data. So we're hopeful that a study will be conducted. Something has not been conducted yet. We are in touch also with Linda Lee's office, and they've been trying to support us, but everyone's basically directed us first to the CB11 to discuss it.
Okay. Yeah. And that makes sense. That makes sense, guys. So what we can do is this is the kind of thing we would typically refer to our transportation committee in the first instance.
Okay.
I see Victor nodding his head even ever so slightly over there. So that's what we're going to do. We'll take it up at a transportation committee meeting here over the summer so that we can work through that. Okay.
We do appreciate that. Thank you so much.
Okay. Thank you so much.
All right. Have a beautiful summer, everybody. Thanks.
Bye.
Okay, so apologies for missing one of our public participants there. So a little bit of a sidestep to make sure we're covering everyone off and giving them their due time. But we are now going to vote on the acceptance of the May minutes. So first, do I have these were circulated in advance? Do I have a motion to accept the May minutes to approve? Anybody?
I make a motion to accept them.
Okay, I see Henry makes a motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
I think I heard Joan there. I've heard a few people, so thank you. Okay, any discussion on the motion?
It's Jessica here. I have one request. I know that a member made a comment about climate change, and I see that it is in the minutes, but I believe that he spoke more about the flooding that happened due to climate change. So that area, and that's one of the reasons why I voted against it, is because I know that area is already flooded a lot during normal downpours. So in the coming years, we can expect that it happens more. So I'm just wondering if it's okay with that individual. I believe it was Mr. Popa. I may be pronouncing that incorrectly. I'm sorry. But I would appreciate that just because I didn't speak up during that meeting because somebody kind of already said what was on my mind.
What's the comment, Jessica? I'm sorry. What's the proposed revision? Jessica, can you hear me?
Sorry, I put myself back on mute. What was that?
What's the proposed revision to the minutes? What's the actual revision?
So there was a bit about how climate change is something that we have to think about. Mr. Popa spoke regarding climate change. He felt that the board should have input as to what is developed in the proposed area because for several reasons, including climate change. So just being more specific with climate change and the flooding that occurs in that area because it is essentially marshland.
Okay, so you're saying that Stefan made a specific comment about flooding in respect of climate change?
Yes, exactly. Thank you very much.
Okay, Stefan, are you here? Is Stefan here, Joe?
Stefan's not here tonight, no.
Okay, Jessica, we're not gonna propose an amendment to the minutes for someone's comment when they're not here to approve it. And I do think we have it generally covered off, even though I understand you prefer it to be more specific. So we're not gonna vote on that.
Well, yeah, I would just appreciate if in the future we could be more specific about everything, but specifically
I know your thoughts
regarding
on that.
Regarding climate change, just because climate change is a very large
Jessica, I know your thoughts on that, but we're not going to be very serious. Joe, can you please mute Jessica? Thank you. Jessica, I know your thoughts on that, but we're not going to be more specific as a general matter in the minutes. The minutes are, generally speaking, intended to be an overview of what occurs. And there's only so much that's going to be going in them. And that's why we have dealt with and taken our votes on what should be put up online, et cetera. So if there's one off request, we can do that, but we're not going to be, generally speaking, more specific. It's not how minutes generally work when it comes to board meetings. But thank you for that. Okay, any other proposed specific amendments? Okay, I'm gonna call the question. Joe, if you can take a vote.
Okay, folks. Aviles?
Yes.
Budubin?
Yes.
Burke? I believe it's star six to unmute. Burke?
Gianna wasn't on to respond. Move on.
Cerezo?
Yes.
Chu?
Yes.
Cayado?
Yes.
Dadris?
Yes.
Di Benedetto?
Yes.
Donahue?
Yes.
Euler?
Yes.
Evans?
Yes.
Berzoli?
Yes.
Fields? Michelle?
Yes. Yes.
Thank you. Filas? Elias?
I didn't think Elias was here, Joe.
Okay. I might have marked him accidentally. Sorry about that, folks. Freed?
Yes.
Gallatin?
Yes.
Garippa?
Yes.
Gizetti?
Yes.
Golia? Mike Golia? Jadis?
Yes.
Haber? Bernie? You have to unmute yourself, Bernie. Okay, I see you giving a thumbs up. Christine Hader?
Yes.
James?
Yes.
Dithwani? Mohan, thumbs up. Kelly?
Abstain.
Lanzetta?
Yes.
Liotto?
Yes.
Martino?
Yes.
Miller?
Yes.
Montgomery?
Yes.
Patel?
Yes.
Gavauer?
Yes.
Shearer?
Yes.
Shearer?
Abstain.
Sweet?
Yes.
And Wong?
Yes.
Okay, motion passes.
Okay, thanks very much. I appreciate it. This last month we had some committee meetings. We had a transportation committee meeting. We also had a public safety and licensing committee meeting. This coming week, we have a couple of meetings. We have a transportation committee meeting where we're getting a presentation from DOT on bike lanes. So that's going to be very interesting. If you're interested in attending, that's Wednesday evening, 7:30 on Zoom still. Excuse me. On Thursday, we have an education committee meeting. And we're going to be discussing some of the public safety issues we've been talking about in the schools and potential suggestions that we might be making in that regard. So that's Thursday, 7:30 on Zoom as well. These may be our last Zoom meetings from a committee perspective. So just be aware of that. I do just want to make one other announcement, which is just to mention the unfortunate passing of a longtime board member and member of our community. Mandingo Chaka. He was very active on CB11 for many years. And so I wanted to take a moment and recognize him and give our condolences to his family and loved ones in the community. So just wanted to make a note of that. That's it for announcements for now. We are going to move on to board member new business. Henry, I know you wanted to give a BSA update.
Thank you, Mike. During May, at the Board of Standards and Appeals, they heard three of our cases. And so three gas stations again from in Bayside. We had approved all three back in December of 2020. And over the course of time, the BSA had a lot of concerns about each of the stations that they wanted cleared up. They're very particular about certain things, and they want to make sure that the community members that are near the gas stations are not adversely affected. So they went and they checked very carefully. They finally closed all three cases in May. And just a week ago, they granted the one that's on Northern Boulevard and 218th Street with conditions. And in August, they will also be looking for a decision to grant for the station on 35th Avenue and Bell, and the one on 204th Street and Northern Boulevard. I just also wanted to report briefly on the borough president hearing and the city planning commission hearing on the Mizumi rezoning that we had considered last month. The borough president had a virtual meeting on May 19th. And again, the applicant's lawyers did make a presentation and the public was then allowed to speak. Three members of the community board were present and did speak. That would be Paul DiBenedetto, Roy Giacetti, and myself. And also Mr. Rothkrug was there to speak in favor of the proposal because he's representing the people that run the businesses to the east of Mizumi setup that would be part of the rezoning. I had the sense that the borough president was in favor of the rezoning because he's very concerned about supporting small businesses and encouraging job creation. But when the decision came down, he only approved the rezoning for the Mizumi business. He did not approve the rezoning for the other four businesses to the east of Mizumi's. And then when it came to the City Planning Commission, Mr. Rothkrug, who is the attorney, was upset about that because he felt that that would indicate that this was spot zoning, only for, you know, since it was only for the Mizumi expansion. And once again, there are two people from the community board did go to testify. That would be Roy Giacetti and myself. We both had a lot of difficulty getting in to speak. You had to register first in order to speak. You had to register between 9 and 10 a.m. in the morning of the hearing. And then when we tried to get in, for some reason, maybe it was my own fault, I couldn't get in to speak. So after many attempts to try to get in, I finally did. And I was told that the hearing was closed, because it was concluded. Everybody that was there ready to speak was chosen. So I thought that was very unfair. And I said that I had done everything that I thought was correct. So they finally did let me speak at the end of the meeting. They reopened the case briefly so that I could give my 3 minutes of testimony. And I thank Scott Solomon, because I think he intervened to help get me that advantage to be able to speak. Unfortunately, Roy was not able to speak. But as the chair of the City Planning Commission said, people can still send in written comments about this case. And you have another week to do so. And in fact, I heard today that Bernie Haber did submit a written letter about the situation of the Mizumi rezoning. And in fact, it's an excellent letter. I happen to have read it. And if you do want to make a statement, a written statement about this case, pro or con, you can do so by just going to their website, City Planning Commission at nyc.gov. And then you can just click on CPC meetings. And if you scroll down, you'll be able to see a a template where you can write your comments and just send them right in. So everybody's still free to send in comments if they wish to. And that's what I'd like to say today. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Henry. Appreciate the BSA update. And thank you for your participation in the hearing. I will agree with you that when I've participated in similar events, it has been a challenge, and that's not a good thing. I'm glad you were able to speak in the end. I'm sad for Roy that he was not able to. And I will talk to Joe just to pass on the difficulties that you had to the borough president's office and to our city council members, because I don't think this is the first time when we've had issues.
Only at city planning that we had the difficulty.
It was only at city planning. Okay. All right. Good to know. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Christine, you're up.
Hi. Thank you. I was proud to represent the board on June 6th regarding our smoking, no smoking resolution. Okay. And lots of discussion, back and forth. It did pass though, 9 yes. So the resolution did pass. I also, we had the opportunity to meet virtually, of course, the new Patrol Borough Queens South commanding officer, Deputy Chief Kevin A. Williams. And you know, people asked him questions, and he's what I liked about him was that he is for quality of life in the neighborhoods. And that's a good thing. And I hope at his level, if we're going to concentrate on quality of life, that should trickle down. I'm hoping. So it was good to do that. Thank you.
Thank you, Christine. And thank you for representing us at the borough board meeting in my place that week. I really appreciated that. And also want to give a shout out to Eileen Miller and some other Bayside residents who were involved in promoting that resolution. It was just for a little bit more context. It was a borough board resolution where the board was, it wasn't a mandate. It was a suggestion that landlords put in place smoke-free rules in their buildings to promote more of a smoke-free environment. And Eileen and some of her fellow residents put some real work into that. We appreciate that. Thank you. Of course. Okay, Floor, I'm seeing you next. Go ahead.
I was just wondering, so what does that mean now that the resolution passed?
It's not a binding resolution. That's right. It's a resolution of the borough board. It shows its support for that in the same way we would pass a resolution and show our support for a cause.
So that's to encourage them to foster. Okay, great.
Thanks. Of course. Okay, so I'm not seeing any other hands, so we're going to move on to our public hearing now. We do have a public hearing tonight regarding an application for street co-naming on 206 Street between 48th Avenue and Northern Boulevard. This comes through our Transportation Committee, so I'm going to pass this over to Victor, who's going to take the lead on this. Victor?
Thank you, Mike, and good evening, everyone. Yes, the one item that we need to address this evening, Mike has correctly said, came to the Transportation Committee. We reviewed this at our May meeting, and we're bringing it to the full board this evening. And it regards a request for a street co-naming, an application to name 206th Street between 48th Avenue and Northern Boulevard for Reverend Dr. Samuel Joubert Sr. And the committee heard that request, reviewed the application, reviewed the supporting information. We felt as a committee, you have it in your Transportation Committee minutes, so I won't read it all, but we felt as a committee that it came from the church that Dr. Joubert was the pastor at for many years. And while we felt that he was a very worthy candidate for street co-naming, we have been trying as a Transportation Committee, those of you may realize this over the last several years, to just be a little bit more precise as to what we request for a street co-naming, so that it just gives a little more, I'll call it gravitas, to the street naming. And by that, I mean, it's coming from multiple members of the community. And so we've been asking for an outside second opinion, if you will, corroborating opinion. And so the committee discussed that for a while, and I think we were all in agreement about that. So we created a recommendation to the board tonight that this street co-naming would be supported. We provisionally recommended it, pending an additional letter of support, which we said as if we received it here at the board before the June meeting, and it's June 13th tonight, that we would be passing it through as a recommendation. We did in fact receive that letter several days later. The letter is dated May 12th, and the letter from a sort of corroborating, I'll call it, or outside or third party community group from the Auburndale Improvement Association, our very own Henry Euler, wrote a very fine letter. Henry, thank you for that, in support of Reverend Dr. Joubert. And it certainly satisfied the criteria that the committee felt was more in keeping with a street co-naming. And so I think we have what we looked for when we passed the motion. By the way, our vote on committee was 11 in favor and 1 opposed. Motion passing, pending the letter, which we did receive from Auburndale Improvement Association. So with that, I would like someone to make a motion. Right, we have to do this through
yes.
Motion.
I'll make a motion.
Okay, Eileen Miller, motion
to approve the street name. Yes.
Thank you, Eileen. Do we have a
second? I second that.
Henry, thank you very much. And I see Christine has her hand up.
Victor, call Christine, I'm sorry, can you just give a few highlights just so people have a sense of what the Reverend did from the initial submission? Just a few highlights for people so they have a sense.
Okay, yes. Well, Reverend Joubert served a community Baptist church for 47 years, from 1967 through 2013. And he also resided near the church there on 216th Street. He was very active in the community. He was president of the Bayside and Vicinity Interfaith Interracial Improvement Council for several years. He was involved in programs for young people. He instituted the New York City Needy Family Food Program in Bayside, which also evolved into a family clothing program. It grew over the years and was joined by other local religious organizations. He was also, the Reverend Dr. Joubert was chaplain of the Bayside Volunteer Ambulance Corps. He was a clergy liaison for the 111th Police Precinct, our precinct here in Bayside, and served as president of the NAACP Bayside branch. I can actually go on with a few other things, but I think
that's sufficient.
He certainly was worthy. The committee certainly felt so. The supporting letters from Auburndale Improvement Association and others who acknowledged that this would be a worthy street co-naming led to the committee recommending it. So we do have Eileen's motion to accept, and we have a second, and I see Christine has her hand up. So you're up for discussion.
You're just on mute, Christine. Sorry, you just have to unmute yourself.
I'm glad we got the letter, and that gives me faith. And I think that it's good to treat each one of these a little bit separately, depending on how they, you know, the nature of the person. So I think we did the right thing there.
I agree.
And I also have a question about the minutes, Victor, but that's, you know, when this is over.
Okay. We need to do that tonight, or you want to do it offline? Whatever you need.
Yeah, we're in the middle of the motion now.
Okay, in the middle. Very good. Yeah, no, agreed. I think the committee felt that this is the proper way to proceed, and I'm happy that it's proceeding the way we wanted it to. Any other discussion on the motion first? Be a light on a phone number, but I don't. All right, and bearing none, I guess, Joseph, you can call the question.
Okay. Aviles?
Yes.
Budiman?
Yes.
Burke?
Yes.
Cerezo?
Yes.
Chu?
Yes.
Hayato?
Yes.
Dadris?
Yes.
Di Benedetto?
Yes.
Donahue?
Yes.
Euler?
Yes.
Evans?
I have to abstain.
Yeah, you submitted the application, correct?
Yes, I currently serve as the pastor of Community Baptist Church. That is the only reason I have to abstain, but thank you so much.
Thank you, Omar. Ferrazzoli?
Yes.
Fields? Michelle? Michelle, you still, I see you're on mute, Michelle. Okay, I'm gonna move on. Freed?
Yes.
Gallatin? Al? Garippa?
Yes.
Gizetti?
Yes.
Golia?
Yes.
Jadis?
Yes.
Haber?
Yes.
Hader?
Yes.
James?
Yes.
Jethwani? Mohan? Give me a thumbs up if you can hear me, Mohan, or a thumbs down. That's a thumbs up for Mohan. Kelly?
Yes.
Funzetta?
Yes.
Liotto?
Yes.
Martino?
Yes.
Miller?
Absolutely, yes.
Montgomery?
Yes.
Patel?
Yes.
Pavour?
Yes.
Shearer?
Yes.
Shiram?
Yes.
Sweet?
Yes.
And Wong?
Yes.
Motion passes. Thank you, folks.
Thank you, Joe.
Joe, did you get me knocked out? Yes.
Al? Yeah. Okay. That's a yes from you, Al?
Yeah, I got knocked out.
Okay. No worries. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks very much. We're about to move on to adjournment. Paul, I see your hand up. What's up?
Whoa.
No, Christine and then Paul.
Okay, sorry, Christine on the minute. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, thank you. In the minutes of the transportation meeting that we had on May 11th, okay, page 2, there's a little confusion in the second paragraph here about the Long Island Expressway.
I'm reading it. Go ahead.
Okay, now go 6 lines from the bottom that says motion passed.
Right.
And you will see where it says further discussion ensued, including sound barriers, not eliminating all traffic noise, barriers not being effective unless they are linked with other installations. People did not want them years ago. And that's a whole big run-on thing. It yeah. should be years ago, period. And that is what I said. And then it goes on, and the previous request for additional installation westbound of Utopia Parkway, period. I was the one that brought up to have the, when is it our previous discussion going to happen mm-hmm. about from where the sound barriers are ending west of me and coming this, coming... No, I'm sorry. East of me coming west. Yeah. And I was told that it would not be discussed at this meeting,
right.
this May meeting, because it would be discussed at the next meeting.
Mm-hmm.
So also, Eileen was not there that night. And they said also the fact that Eileen Miller was not in attendance, we need her input as well.
Correct.
Now, I propose we have this discussion.
Well, you want to have a discussion?
I want the minutes changed to read properly, number one.
Right. I would think this probably should be a committee meeting discussion. I'm happy to put
it again. We keep bringing it up over and over again, Victor.
It's not a full board matter, though, Christine, right now. It's a committee issue.
Believe me, I didn't want to delay
I understand your point, but it's just not a full board matter. So we're going to have another meeting. We should just talk about it at committee, and you can talk about it with Victor offline in terms of discussing drafting of the minutes as well.
Okay, so now that's how it's going to be handled. Okay, because that's all right. Because we said we would vote on it. Now, if you want it at the next transportation committee meeting, great.
Sorry.
But you've got the whole thing about the bike lanes, right? Isn't that just presentation?
This Wednesday's meeting is going to be very busy, I'm thinking. Yes, it is. Depending on how much time you think we need to discuss this, we may need to call another meeting. That's all. That's fine. I'm okay with
it. Well, to be honest with you, to discuss this shouldn't take too much at all.
We'll put it on the agenda, Christine. We'll put it on the agenda for the next General Transportation Committee issues meeting.
Which is this coming Wednesday.
It shouldn't be long because, it's something that I believe most people would want nowadays.
I agree with you. And everything you said, Christine, is accurate.
Thank you very much.
Eileen, one of the accurate things she said was, we respect your presence in that community. And we felt because you weren't at the meeting, and that's fine, to be at every meeting, but we did think it was important that you should be part of the discussion.
Yeah. Thank you.
Will you be available this Wednesday?
Hold on, Victor. I'm sorry. I just wanted to clarify one thing. I do want to discuss this and I want to do it soon, but we can't do it this Wednesday.
You think it'll be too busy?
That's right. We have plenty of stuff to talk about on transportation all the time. We can set another meeting up quickly. But if we try and do it, and I think we talked about this before, that this meeting in particular with the bike lane meeting is going to be a significant meeting. We've got to separately schedule it. It's
okay. We will not have to wait long. And the transportation committee does not take the summer off. Sorry.
Well, I'm going on vacation.
So maybe Joe could schedule it. And that way, we'll have time to wait and we'll just go ahead with it.
I'm in agreement. Christine's request. I just want to do it the right way.
Okay. I just want to make sure that I didn't want anybody to forget it.
Feel free to remind me.
It's not written here at all.
Got it. Very good. We'll work it out the way Mike says and the way you asked.
Thank you.
Paul DiBenedetto, hand up.
Thank you, Victor. Thank you, Michael. I just wanted to mention this is not the committee. I just would like to tell Joe, can we please set up a Parks Committee meeting? And can we set up a bylaws committee meeting so we can restart the bylaws?
Maybe there's a segue into Mike's future last item on the agenda.
Exactly. Thank you for that, Paul. No, that's not at all. So we can certainly do those things. We can talk to committee chairs. You're the committee chair for parks, obviously. We can talk to bylaws as well.
Thank you.
So it is going to be a summer break now, just moving into month ahead and adjournment. So we're not going to have our regularly scheduled general board meetings, but please do keep an eye out. We expect to be pretty busy over the summer on a committee level. I do want to say thank you to everybody for this year of work. It's been fantastic working with you again through what I know are difficult circumstances here. We've had continuous lack of information about whether we're meeting in person or not, and back and forth, and you guys have been great, and I really appreciate it. I hope everyone has a fantastic summer. I expect to be talking to all of you. So please do look for committee announcements and meetings. Eileen, do you have a question?
Are we going to get the list of the new assignments?
That'll all be coming out in short order. Yes, you will.
Thank you.
Of course. Rosemary? Sorry, Rosemary, you're on mute.
I would like to thank, all of you, but especially Joe, Christine, and Jane for everything they do for us and keep us
100%
focused. Okay.
Here. Thank you so much, everybody.
I have, I have a question about how much money is left in the budget for the end of this year.
Okay, just email the board about that.
Everything is going to be all done and sealed up by the end.
Jessica, email the board.
It would be good if we could.
Email the board and we can answer the question.
I want to make this a conversation because it's a continuation
Jessica, we're in the adjournment section. You're bringing this up. We're not talking about the budget committee stuff at the end of the meeting. Okay? That's not how this goes. But we're happy to answer your question and talk to you about it. You can send a note. Okay?
Well, can we just be more forward about it next year is my only like request, so that we can make it more of a conversation, so we don't have money left over that we just give back to the
listen
city.
To the chairman, please, and noted. Stop doing that.
Request noted.
I have been asking for
Jessica,
it, and it didn't
request noted. Request noted. Okay, guys, I'm going to adjourn this meeting. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Thank you.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Okay, I see a second. Yes. Everybody, have a great summer.
You too.
Bye, everybody.
Nice summer, everybody.
Thank you.
Everybody,
have a great
bye. Day. Bye.